Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, it's Lainey, and welcome to the Lainey Gossip Podcast with Sasha Answers.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So very tanned.
I'm pretty dark.
Yes.
But not on my face. I use like 60.
Your face is pretty dark.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I mean, I try to use like a 60 on my face because I do not want, obviously I'm vain and anti-aging and whatever.
Yes.
But on my body, it's like.
It's going to be a kingdom of wrinkles one day.
Okay. I have a story to tell you about when we were away.
Yes.
So I blogged from the beach.
Fuck you.
And I'm so productive on the beach. Like, I think my word count last week when we were away was higher than my word count when I'm here.
That's bizarre. Anyway. But okay. Yeah.
So there's like beach chairs. It's not a very busy place that we go to. There is like distance. Like you're not jammed up against the next person.
Yes.
So you're several feet away from the next person. And that's why we go to this place over and over again. It's because I don't have to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And Yasik goes to play golf all day. And there are like 6 hours at a time when I'm not. Like, I am not making eye contact with anyone. I don't have to talk to
them. That's how vacations should be.
Exactly. It's just me. I'm alone on vacation.
Yes.
Sometimes Yasik joins in. At night, you know, we'll have
– he comes in. He makes an appearance.
So I look up, and there's a couple that is the closest couple to me. They're about 10 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, already I don't like the look of him. He's older, and he's got that face, like, I just know. Like, I just
know. He's a demanding human?
He's just a dick.
Okay.
Right? I just know you're a dick by the way that you carry yourself and your face. And then he pulls out a book. And whenever someone pulls out a book, I'm interested in, mm-hmm. like, what they're reading. And normally from, like, a distance like that, you can't really see –
the title or
except that this book was a black cover with white writing, so it's that much more prominent, right?
Yes.
And the book he's reading,
I feel like you're gonna tell me it's like the KKK or something. Fuck.
Very close. It's Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf.
Shut up.
So at this point he pulls out the book and he starts reading Mein Kampf. He's not reading it out loud, but he's reading it, and it's staring at me. Now the book is staring at me. The cover of the book,
right.
Like Adolf Hitler is staring at me. And like, and I'm just like, so I texted Duana, of course, and I was like, this fucking guy just pulled out.
That's fucking bold.
And she writes back, like, of course, Duana knows exactly the thing to say. She's like, Jesus Christ, Kindle that shit.
Totally.
Right? Like, if you're
keep that shit under wraps.
Right?
Yeah.
Now I start texting Yasik because my blood is boiling.
Yes.
It's already hot. You know, the sun is heating me up.
Yep.
And now I've gone from my beach calmness, my pina colada and my chill to I'm going to beat this man
aggro.
Up.
Fucking
I
aggro.
Knew it. I knew on sight that he was that fucking guy. And then he fucking pulls out Hitler's book.
You're really good at flagging.
Oh, I can peg a racist.
Yeah. it's true.
And so, and he's like, when he's reading it, he's interested. He's finding parts that are interesting, and he's like telling his wife, and he's pointing at the page.
Stop,
and
please, I want to burn that man down.
And so now I'm texting Yasik, and I'm like, I'm gonna get into a fight. And which, to be honest, I regularly text him.
I'm gonna get into a fight. Yeah, so he knows it's kind of something that happens.
Things piss me off so often that right. I regularly feel the need to get into fights with people. So he's like, please, God, no. And I said, no, you don't understand. This is what's happening. And I explained it to him. I was like, Nazi is on the beach. Come down here right now. And he was like, no, I'm not going to fucking get in a fight with you. Like, and I was like, no, come down here
right now.
What was
he going to do? Why did you need Yasik's support? Just so that you could both be mad?
No, because I wanted Yasik to come down in his pure whiteness and show that his whiteness was – his Yasik's pure whiteness was being contaminated by my non-whiteness.
Right.
I wanted to parade –
the multiculturalism, yes, in your marriage.
Like, yeah. I basically wanted Yasik to come down and like sit down on the lawn chair, and I was gonna like maybe straddle him.
Yes.
And
oh, Yasik, you should have done that.
And then, so finally, Yasik moseys on down. Like,
does he look extra white? Like, does he put on like
shirt? Of course, I had to take a photo for you.
Okay, good.
which we will post with this. We'll post with the podcast. We'll just blur out his face.
Blur out the racist face.
Yeah. Anyway, that's him. And you can clearly see the cover.
Oh my gosh. He is a – yes.
Yes.
That face is like – yeah, like a white supremacist.
Yes.
Oh, and he's totally flaunting his stupid, shitty book.
Right?
He has horrible fucking gross Gore-Tex-y, latex-y shoes or whatever, yes, the fuck that is, water shoes. Ew, when he's wearing a fucking gross short Speedo. I hate him.
Anyway, thank you. Anyway, I didn't end up fighting him.
Evil.
Because I wanted to maintain the peace in our resort.
Yes.
But I did make a point.
Did you see him again?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Oh.
At breakfast, we saw them. But I did make a point of, like, giving him, like, not resentful dead eyes, but, like, I'm better than you. Look how cute I am, dead eyes.
Okay, okay.
And
cute
then
dead eyes. Who knew?
And... like, I was going to just repeat my swimwear. I brought extra swimwear. But sometimes you're just in the mood to wear your shitty swimwear.
Yeah.
But he gave me extra incentive to bring out the good shit, the agent provocateur.
So you were just flaunting your bikinis for him.
Yeah, just not for him. I don't – like, it was a one piece, actually.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, and Yasik and I went on, like, a really fun kayak trip and – made a point of like laughing and having so much fun, and you know.
Okay, so he was like a super benefit to your vacation. In the end, he made you look good, feel good. Great.
He saw how wonderful life is for an Asian.
That's true. There you go. You also taught him a lesson.
Anyway, we will post that photo so you all can see.
But now you can't. We'll have to blur his face out. But let me just tell you, having seen his face,
I did not exaggerate.
You did not exaggerate.
Like. Yes, yeah.
He's marching with a fucking hood. Like, that's him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, and Yasik sometimes says to me, oh, you are so extra. I can, you know, whatever. You're overreacting. And he came down and he could not tell his wife that I was
overreacting.
Yes. Yeah. No, he was like, yep, you're right.
He had your back.
He was like, yep, and the book. Like, look, yeah, the book.
No, flaunting it. I hate him. Okay.
Moving on.
Let's talk about another nice man. Who is the opposite of this Ku Klux Klan man is Blake Shelton. Shelton or Sheldon? Shelton.
I love that, like, the sexiest man alive. I don't even know what the proper way to say his last name is.
I just don't know why everyone is upset. And maybe you could tell me. And I know that you, like, there's a lot of lead up. I don't give a shit about this cover, so I feel bad. Like, ever. I don't care. I think it's just totally bullshit. But I know that there's a lot of hubbub before it. But now people are pissed. Is that the case?
Well, I mean, the most obvious reason that they're pissed is, like, he's made some super racist homophobic tweets before, like, yes, back in 2009 or 2010. So all of those have come back.
And that's why people are upset. I thought it was just because they were like, he's not hot enough.
Well, part of it is, like, he's not hot enough. But a lot of people are like, this is, you know, in these times, this is somebody who has said these things and, you know – it's fine that he has a career and sings his songs, but to anoint him the sexiest man alive, like to put him on this pedestal when he said this, for them it seems like, you know, it doesn't seem like
it's tarnished the image of what it should be.
Well, I mean, I don't think that the sexiest man alive holds the same prestige as it used to. Like back in the day –
like, give me a good one. Like, I'm trying to think, like, I mean, Johnny Depp's made the cover. Johnny Depp's, like, a horrible, like, a shitty person now, too. Like, we've found out how horrible his past has been.
But when he was named the sexiest man alive, he was the biggest box office star in the world.
Yeah, we were just not privy to his
Sure. But at the time, his status was, I mean, people say the same thing about Mel Gibson, and I get it. The first ever sexiest man alive was Mel Gibson. And now we're looking at Mel Gibson with different eyes. But then, don't you remember? He was Mel Gibson. Like, he was the biggest fucking deal. And
totally.
That's what I mean is, like, the past sexiest men alive were the biggest fucking deal.
Had some more clout.
Major clout. Like, you know, there are places that Blake Shelton could go and would not be recognized.
That's true.
And I think that when people say sexiest man alive, you should probably be able to take that person anywhere in the world, and everywhere in the world, people would be like, oh, yeah, right, that guy.
Yeah.
But again, I think that because we don't create movie stars anymore, so it's getting harder and harder to name a movie star who is recognizable, number one. And number two, like, the brand prestige of the sexiest man alive is completely not what it was like 10, 15 years ago. So we get, I guess we get Blake Shelton.
Yeah. And like, to be honest, I really don't, again, like, I don't really know much about him. So I didn't really know that he made homophobic or wrote any homophobic tweets or anything like that. I really didn't know. I just wanted to talk about if we thought he was hot or not. And that is what I thought people's gripe was. So my bad.
Well, I'm not unattractive. Like, I don't find him unattractive.
I mean, I watch The Voice regularly. And so I find him
really charming.
Right? Yeah. Like, really charming. Like, I mean, oh, look, Corey loves The Voice.
Yeah.
Corey and I, like, that is like date night. Fucking sadly.
What night is it on? Mondays?
Mondays and Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. And I think it's on again tonight. And I will look over, and I swear, Corey and I have an ongoing joke. I'll look over at him, and whenever Blake Shelton talks, Corey is like beaming like a little NSYNC fan. Like, he just thinks he is fucking funny and so, and like, that's not really Corey MO. Like, that's not how he reacts to anything. Yeah. But I'll look over and I'm like, are you gonna be okay? Like, I've never seen you so giddy. But he, but that's the effect of Blake Shelton, I think. He's like a charming dude.
The thing I like best about Blake Shelton is I love Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
And she seems happy.
And hopefully she's going to teach him some better ways to react and to think and open his mind a little bit more than what it has been before.
I mean, I think that, yeah, I think that on the level of outrage lately in terms of what's come out of Hollywood, not to say that all the things he said aren't bad. Of course they're bad. But
they're forgivable if he makes amends, some changes. Correct?
Yes. Yeah. Like, you know, it's not even a shit versus diarrhea situation. Like, there are a lot of things to be upset about right now.
100%.
Out of Hollywood. And, like, I would rather – I only have so much energy, and I'd rather be more upset about, like, Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey. The list goes on and on and on and on and on and on, right? Like,
yeah.
Whatever.
I hear you.
So shall we?
Let's get into some questions. Okay. You're reading.
I am reading. Okay, here we go. First question. Hi, Sasha and Lainey. This past August, after thinking I would never ever do it, I had plastic surgery. Coming up on my 50th birthday, I was quite pleased with how I looked for my age, but one part of my face has aged way faster than the rest of me. My family curse is eye bags. Even my grandfather had them removed. Plus, I'm Asian, so I also have that upper lid falling into my eye thing going on. Anyway, I'm one of those au naturel woman, doesn't wear makeup, so I thought that plastic surgery wouldn't be my deal, but as my eyes got worse, I found myself obsessed with them. They'd be the first thing I checked in the morning, and my headspace was being taken up with researching the best eye creams, wondering if I was eating too much, salt, etc. After some thought and discussion with some people, including one who had them done at a younger age than me and budgeting it out, I went for it and had both my eye bags and my upper lids done. Yo, I get it. Marrying my husband was like pretty amazing, but this might have been the best thing that's ever happened to me. Talk about freedom. I never have to wear eye cream or worry about getting 8 hours of sleep again if I don't want to. My question is, how would you handle divulging this? I'm not keeping it a secret. I'm happy to tell you if you ask me. If you follow my Instagram and Facebook, you can see the transition, though somewhat subtle. I'm also someone who just kind of likes being transparent about these things. To be honest, part of me wants to just say it so people who are wary of it because of some outdated idea they have is preventing them from living their best life. I also just don't know if it's poor form. Like, you don't go around telling people how much money you make. What's the etiquette on this? How would you handle it? Also, I should say I live in LA where even our receptionist has been on Botox maintenance since she was in her early 20s. Thanks. Oh, and I'm attaching a couple photos. Still about 25% swelling to go down.
Okay, so I have the picture.
Okay. Can I see? I'm so excited.
Phenomenal.
Oh my God. Show me, please.
Right?
Wow.
I wish we could show this. I don't know. Look, yes. That's some good ass motherfucking work.
Yes.
I don't know if she'll, well, maybe if she'll let us go to her Instagram, she's obviously, if she wants to be out there, like, let's put this on Lainey Gossip if you don't mind.
Can we email her and ask her?
I'll email her and ask her. But it is amazing. She looks like she's been shaved like a good 15 years off of her face.
I have said before, maybe I need it now, I want it.
In short, you want it.
And
you want it all.
It's funny that she talks about eye bags because I've been obsessing over my eyes lately. Because I feel like I'm starting to get eye bags.
I'm getting eye bags on one eye, one side of my face. Don't look.
I can't see them. Okay. But I'm getting on both sides equally. So I don't know what's worse, one eye or both. But I don't sleep very much. So that is a contributing factor. Yeah, I have eye bags and I have been thinking more and more and I feel like my upper lids are drooping.
Yeah. Well, they're not, but I know what you're saying.
Because you and I are also Asian.
Yes.
And so I've been thinking about it more and more and when and like now but I also have to do some research. Like, how much time do you take off and does it hurt? Like, I bet you it fucking kills.
Yeah, I'm sure you're like the recovery is not the next day. Like if you're getting like you probably look like your face got beat down pretty fucking hard for a while.
Because that's the thing. Like, I'm not
unhappy. Because the skin around there is pretty thin, too. Anyway, yeah.
Everybody has their spots, right? Like, knock on wood, my forehead is okay. My 11 is okay.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, the 11 is the thing
line.
Between your eyebrows, right? Mm-hmm. It's the two lines. That's why it's called my 11 is okay. And I even feel like around, like, I wish people could see us gesturing. my what do you call this area?
Jowls.
Jowls are okay, but it is the eye bags.
Yeah.
And my neck is okay. It's the eye bags.
I just don't.
But yeah, so I think about it all the time. So M.
And I feel like M did this really, like how it kind of should be done. Listen, anyone can do whatever the fuck they want to do with their bodies at whatever age. But I like that, you know, it was her 50th birthday. She, you know, it was like kind of on her mind as of late. She did her research and then she went for it. And she's not shying away from the fact that she's got it done, which, like, all of those pieces together make me feel really happy.
Yeah.
So, wait, so I've been thinking about this because there's this person who I'm sure does not listen to this podcast, but I know her. She's a friend. And I think for sure, I know it with every ounce of my body that she totally got her tits done. Like, I know it. And I want to, like, congratulate her because I know
what lifted and augmented.
Implants. Okay. Because her boobs were not like they were like mine, like training bra styles. And now they're big and they're out there in all her pictures. They're like, they're right in there showing all their glory. So I want to say, hey, like, good job. Like, it looks really great.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. So that's kind of where I'm at. Like, that's why I can kind of relate to our writer's friends where she's like, you know, she feels like people are weary of like just coming out and asking. Like, when are you allowed to say, hey, good work done? Like, that's good. Like, thumbs up.
I wonder if we'll get to a point. Like, right now, obviously, we're not there yet. But it is going to be so ubiquitous at some point. Mm. Like, as she said, the receptionist, she lives in LA and like receptionists start getting it done in their 20s. Like, right. I know people who started getting Botox like 23 as maintenance, right?
I believe the maintenance thing, but sure. Yeah. Fine.
But I wonder if it gets to a point where it becomes so ubiquitous, so common that commenting on it is like saying, that's a great lip color on you.
Yeah, like, oh, right? I love your hair color.
Yeah, right?
Totally.
Like, oh, hey, I love your nose job.
Yeah.
But I don't know, but it is so, why is that bad?
Well, I think a lot of the time it's based on insecurity, right? Like, people get work done typically when they're feeling insecure about a body part, a facial something rather. Like, for me, I think in my head, I feel like if people get things increased, then they want you to see it. So that's when you should congratulate them.
But that's a good formula.
But when things are getting decreased, they're like, I never want – like, that was so much of a topic that they're like, now that I've taken that away, please don't mention that.
That's a great
formula. Don't you think
that
makes sense?
Yes.
I feel like
yes.
you, if you can gauge it that way, like the bigger it goes, the bigger hell yeah, I see that. Congratulations,
yeah.
high fives. But then if someone's like nose gets shrunk down or something, that's something maybe they don't want you to bring up right away. They just want you to be
right.
like, chill. Like let's pretend that this never happened.
Yes.
I've got a smaller nose. And you don't bring that up.
Well, but I mean, if more people are like M and she doesn't seem like she cares about sharing it, then maybe it's not going to be such like a conversation that's fraught with such awkwardness. Like M is asking us, what is the, can I tell people?
Well, fuck, she's putting on Instagram and fucking Facebook and yeah. like lives Instagram storing it. So, I mean, she's out there. It's kind of as out there as you can get.
Look, M, I think that if you want to share it, you should. Like, I don't see why you shouldn't be able to share it. Like,
and it's
oh
inspiring.
My God,
you
I did the best
great.
Thing. I did the best thing for myself. I got my bags done or my eye bags done. I will tell you that what bothers me is, I mean, it's not like people have to be honest and be like, you know what? I have Botox here, there, yeah. and everywhere. But what I hate is when it's clearly a procedure. And what they end up saying is, oh, I just started taking these amazing vitamins.
Yes. yes. Or like, oh, or, yes.
I've just been sleeping so well. That's when it makes me crazy because celebrities do it all the time, yeah. right? Like you see, like for a while, for example, Nicole Kidman.
Mm.
And for a long time, she would deny it. And I get it. I mean, we're in that really weird in between.
Where you don't want to be up in everyone's business.
You don't want to be, exactly. Yeah. But at the same time, then I'm reading interviews with you being like, yeah, here are my beauty secrets. I sleep a lot. I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Kale. I'm really loving kale right now. Yeah. And I love this eye cream. And I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Don't engage in that conversation then.
Yes.
Because I just think that that's, to me, that's a form of lying.
I agree. And I think, yeah, like if someone comes up to our readers like, you look great. Like, have you been getting a lot of sleep? I think you should be like, yeah. And also a surgery. Right? Like, if she wants to be an open book, then that's nice for people.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like, yeah, I'm like using like all natural eye bags.
That's how I would be. Like, when and if. I mean, I don't even think it's an if anymore. When I start Botoxing and nipping and whatever.
You don't need to do that.
Eventually.
Okay.
That it will happen.
I always say that like Chinese women are like Apple dolls. You know how like all of a sudden like the next day, all of a sudden, you're just like a super old Apple doll.
Well, I'm yes,
and everything and just looks warped and fucked.
Yeah, there's that meme.
So when that happens,
like, when there's that meme when like an Asian woman it turns 60, like she looks
she's done
25 until
yep,
60,
totally.
And then she's done. But I want to like fight that.
Mm.
Anyway, so if when I need to get my eye bags done or do anything, I would.
Okay,
plus,
good.
Also, it's like a public service. Like, oh my God, this doctor, you gotta go see this doctor.
And in the meantime, you should plug Lorinda, who does your face.
Maybe people will be mad at us for saying this, but at the same time, like Em is somebody who clearly did her research, thought about it a long time. She's a 50-year-old woman. She wants to do it. Like, I'm not going to judge her.
And she looks fucking bomb.
Yeah. Ask her if we can post that photo.
I will.
Okay.
Next question.
Next question. Dear Sasha and Lainey, I've got a fun mom problem.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I live in a duplex with my partner. My parents live on the other side.
Whoa.
Wow, that is close proximity. Okay. I just needed to.
Yeah.
Because I was picturing.
The horror of that.
I was picturing having my mother living on the other side of this house. Okay. My parents are very wise, open, funny, and fun. They have always gotten along with my friends. They're the kind of people who stay friends with me and my siblings' exes. Because they've formed their own relationships with them that don't end when ours does. That's all in quotes. Ahem. And the ahem is included in this email. Okay, so are you following me?
Yes, I am.
So the parents are still friends
with
her
ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, okay. Over the years, my mom would invite friends who were interested to her various groups she's involved with, writing, journal, meditation, drawing. Lately, though, my mom has basically taken over all of my friend groups. She's starting to be invited to the same parties as me, which she brings my dad to and stays later than I do. I worked all week. I'm tired. She has one-on-one coffees, walks, gym sessions with my friends. Yasik's dying right now. She has a standing weekly date with one of my friends. She hosts dinners for various couples that I am friends with without me and is invited to theirs as well. A couple of weeks ago, I had some friends over for my dinner at my side of the duplex, and she had some of my friends over on her side of the duplex for dinner at the same time. Is this not so weird? It seems like every week she is Facebook friends with another person in my social network and will probably inevitably become their best friend. I'm sorry to be laughing at this, but I'm just trying to picture it. This is really, extra close. Really interesting. Mm. Okay. I need a lot more alone time, so I probably wouldn't reach out to an acquaintance and set up a dinner with them. She's actually getting a lot closer to many of these people than I ever was, which is another problem in itself. Recently, she shared some very private personal news with people I've never hung out with one-on-one. When a friend who was at this dinner said, "I don't think this is common knowledge," she apparently waved it off. I feel like I'm suffocating. I feel like I'm cutting my mom off in our relationship now because I need space to be a version of myself outside the presence of my parents. I'm starting to feel so angry, but I'm also just not sure how much of a right I have to be mad. We're all adults. I feel like I need to figure out why this bugs me so much and figure out how to work through that rather than asking my mom to change. Am I not evolved enough as a person if I'm not okay with this? Help, I'm going crazy. Signed, no fun.
This is best question ever.
This is a movie.
This is totally, get fucking Duanna on this. This is
single
great.
White. Female mom.
Yeah.
Or just, I don't know if you're white. I'm sorry, but I mean, that's just the title of the movie.
Or the subject line, just like, cool mom. Because like, this is a cool mom situation.
Yeah. Okay, so, but that story about the two dinner parties going on at the same time, same, like, different.
And she doesn't even know that her friends are over at her mom's. I don't, listen, my mom is so much fun. My mom and my stepdad are so much fun. And whenever I have people over in Vancouver, like they come, they party, they drink. My friends fucking love them. They think my mom's way more fun than I am, which is true. But like my mom knows when to bow out. She's not fucking there the whole goddamn time, like gossiping with my friends and like asking them to hang out afterwards. Like that is strange behavior.
Yeah.
I don't think that our writer here is unevolved. I think she's like reading this pretty spot on, which it's like a little weird.
It is a little weird. Like I want to validate your feelings first. Like if you're feeling weird about it, like I think most people listening to this would feel a little bit weird about it too. So, you know, you're not crazy.
No. And like you want your parents, like as you get older, it's fun when you can be more friendly with them. But you still, at the end of the day, don't want your mom to be your friend, like your best friend, legit hanging out with your other best friends.
Listen, this couldn't work for me. Like, I don't want to be fucking hanging out with my parents. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be hanging out with Yasik's parents. Like, I mean, my mother has come to some of our parties when it's appropriate, like, what? She was at my book launch for a minute, and she hung out with you guys.
Yes.
But when my mother shows up, she's almost like a sideshow. She's like this, like a show and tell where we just like, she sits there and then all of us point to her and laugh at her and she knows we're pointing at her
what?
And laughing
no,
at her. And she
that
loves
is
it.
Not a thing.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I think she's all, whenever she's come to any of your parties, it's like she's royalty. Like she gets
a sideshow.
Well, no, I wouldn't say sideshow. Sideshow sounds like fucking freak show. Like your mom gets treated like, hello, everyone like, it's like quiet and everyone's like, hello, hello, I love you, I love your daughter. Like everyone's so fucking nice. Everyone's on their best behavior with your mom.
But at the same time, like she's the first person to check out.
First to come, first to leave.
Because she actually also doesn't like anybody.
Yes.
Including me sometimes.
Right.
So she, like when she comes over here for dinner, you know, it is 80, like a clean 80 minutes.
Right, in and out. Wow, that's great.
Meanwhile, you their parents are like lingerers, right? So anyway, so for me, it wouldn't work. At the same time, like your mom obviously is super likable. Like, everybody wants to be around her. I think that's kind of cool, too. Like, I just – so I don't think if your friends don't have a problem with it, it's now – it's like it's a different – it's a trickier situation here because she's – Her mom.
If you started to call my mom instead of me and started to hang out with my mom more than me, I would be a little bit like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, but no offense. Like, your mom's not like Goldie Hawn.
My mom?
Yeah. Like, think about Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson. Like, I'm looking for a celebrity example.
My mom is like Goldie Hawn. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay,
my mom, like, legit dresses like.
Fine. Then I do want to hang out with your mom.
Yeah, no, my mom is the shit.
Okay, then.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I can really, I've
empathized. If your mom's Goldie Hawn, then I'm saying, then, like, this is a different situation.
I'm like, fuck you. No, my mom is Goldie Hawn. No, I really do. That's what's so, like, that's why I'm finding similarity here. Like, my mom is rad and is so much fucking fun. But again, and I love when she's around, but I also enjoy when she's not around when I'm with my friends. So I'm getting, like, my point being, your mom can be cool and have fun with your friends, but she shouldn't be fucking having sleepover parties with them.
Yeah, but your friends are reaching out to your mom, Goldie Hawn,
but
and
I don't
like
know
being
if
friends with her.
It sounds more like the mom is inviting the friends and they're just coming.
Yeah, but they're going. They're going.
Fine. Then I think you need to fucking talk to your friends about it too then.
So that's why this is such a conundrum. Because like her mom's Goldie Hawn.
Right.
And now like, these people, they don't want to stop being friends with Goldie Hawn. Would you want to be not friends with Goldie Hawn anymore?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, well, what do you do, though? You just eat your feelings even though something is somewhat unnatural?
Well, is moving an option?
I doubt moving's an option.
Okay, so if moving is not an option, then I think at this point – at the very least, some boundaries need to be set. Like what isn't sitting well is the mom waving off the sharing of the personal details, right? So I do think you have to have a talk with your mom. And no, like I don't think at this point you have to be like, mom, I need you to break up with all my friends. As weird as that would be, and like I almost like want to script it out. But you do have to be like, hey, mom, so cool. Like I love that everybody loves you. But like at the same time, can you not tell people –
personal
things. About the time that I did this and that and the other. Like that has to be addressed on a very, very basic level. And you have every right to do that.
I think you're right. Like there's a meeting in the middle of sorts too, right? Like you have to ask your mom as a mom to like kind of slow her roll a little bit and to understand where she's coming from. Like just not intrude so much in her like inner circle of friends. You know, see them, hang out with them, go for walks, go for yoga. But like, yeah, don't spill fucking like personal information. Like, don't invite my friends over without telling me that they're coming over next door. And then the other half would be for our writer, which is maybe step up your fun game a bit. If your mom is Goldie Hawn, then maybe you need to step up to like, Goldie Hawn levels.
What, like a fun competition?
Yeah. Like,
well,
not a fun competition, but I mean, just like she signs herself as no fun. Well, maybe just be a bit more fun. And then that way you might enjoy the process of like seeing all your friends fucking love your Goldie Hawn mom.
Well, but she said that she needs her alone time. Like their personalities are different. Like mom is Goldie Hawn, but like, you know, the person who's written in is not that social or like has to balance her social time with a lot of alone time. I get that. But I do think here that on the basic level, you know, having a conversation with your mom about those boundaries is a start.
It's kind of the only thing to do.
Yeah.
And see how she reacts. Because, yeah, like what else are you going to do? You're going to be like, mom, can you stop being unfun? No. Friends, can you stop liking my mom? No. Like that, like it's already happening.
Yeah. And also – I am dealing with like, I mean, we all are, but I'm dealing with aging parents and I've been doing a lot of reading about like how to keep your aging parents healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that her parents have such an active social and friend life is really good. Like, I don't know how old you are and how old your mother is.
Enough to be a homeowner.
But I wish my mother had more friends. Like I always wish that my mother and my parents went out more because all my mother does is like focus and obsess over her various illnesses. And I don't think that's good either. But whenever she goes out to play Mahjong with people, you know, I notice that like it buys her a week of not bitching about her like various ailments.
Yeah.
And so there is a benefit to this too, like for the mental health of your parents and keeping your parents healthy. I mean, Jacek's parents are getting older as well. And you know, it's his turn right now to be away from them. And like, we always think about that too, about like how it's great that they have activities that they like to do together, because otherwise, like, I don't know, you also don't want your mom cooped up in the house by herself, no one to talk to.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that our writer probably knows that and is like thankful that her mom is like so spirited and like has so much energy. But there are, but it's a little bit too extreme. Like it is a bit extreme. So
it's weird.
It is weird.
We want to acknowledge that the weirdness of it.
I think it's great that your mom's firing at all levels here, and all cylinders are blasting. But I do think, yeah, I would definitely have a little chat with your mom just to like, just chill, just a little chill. Just take it down one notch.
I think that's the only thing you can do though.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, but to be fair, I wonder if you and I are coming at this from like immigrant parent perspective. Like, you know, our attitudes about parent involvement in our lives is very different from, you know, your North American upbringing. Like,
I would say the half side of me is much like that, like the Asian side, like with my dad, but the Yugoslav side, like, no, like all everyone, fucking, like,
get the fuck out, like
intergenerational partying all the time.
What I'm saying is like cutting off your parents and separating, like, this is not right that a parent do this, like be so involved in your life and this and that.
Right. That's what I'm saying too, though. Like, one side of me is like that. The other side of me is like not cutting off, like having them like fucking be invited constantly.
I mean, like there are many. So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, there are a lot of families from other cultures where, like the families live on top of each other. Mm. They, you know, for example, in many cultures, it's not cool to like put your parents who are aging in like a senior citizen home, right? Like, whereas in like Western society, North American society, that is almost standard.
Yeah.
So I wonder if our perspective of saying like you got to talk to your mom, but like that's the only thing you can do. You can't like say leave my friends alone.
Right.
It's not. I would never be able to say that to my mother.
Not kosher. Yeah.
But I don't know if that is like somebody else would be like, oh, no, this is wrong. More boundaries, a concrete wall has to be formed between like the friend groups and the mother.
I think that that's okay to do. Like, because I think her mom.
Concrete wall?
Yeah, a little Trump wall.
you think that should be told to stay away from her friends?
Not to stay away from her friends, but what we've advised, which is just for her mom to like take a little step back, like not be so involved. I would have no problem saying that to my mom. Just to be like, you're getting too close for comfort here.
That's not what I was on board with. I was only on board with saying, mom.
I've like misinterpreted everything today.
No, I would have just – the only thing I'm advocating is saying, mom, please don't say share my secrets. But I'm not advocating, mom, stay away from my friends.
I'm not saying stay away from my friends. Like, do not ever talk to them or invite them. But I would be like, could you just – yeah, I would tell my mom to – that maybe the brat in me. But I would be like, what's mine is mine. Can you just chill a little bit? Not saying, again, go for walks, do the yoga class, have dinners. But let's not do that every fucking night. Like, can you just maybe make it 3 times a week as opposed to 6 times a week?
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's fair, because that's like you have to set boundaries, because I think her mom, and I think we're in agreement, has crossed a little bit of one, which is it's a little fucking extra how much time is invested here.
No, that's what I mean about the culture thing, because that's where Chinese filial piety kicks in. Like, for
right.
And that is parents' happiness more important than your happiness.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I had to put in that Confucian
yes,
sentence.
Yes, I know.
But
well, that's
essentially that's what Confucius says. Parent happy more important than child happy.
Right. that's what I was saying. Half of me gets you on that one. The other is my mom's side, which is I am a little angel and get whatever the fuck I want.
Well, what we can agree on is for you to have a discussion with your mom and yes. tell her not to be pulling out your underwear and like doing that shit yes. in front of your friends. Totally. That's the minimum.
Totally. Yes. And then gauge it depending on your cultural status.
That's right.
There you go.
Hope that helps.
Okay, keep your questions coming to Sasha at LaineyGossip.com.
And check us out on Google Play and iTunes.
And we were fucking number 60. We were number 60 on the iTunes charts. And so now our new goal, 55.
Okay, let's can we help do that? Us get to 55.
Okay, yeah.
Are we allowed to post that statistic? You should post it when we post this.
I did. I tweeted it.
I know, but you should post it on like the next episode's whatever.
Oh, okay.
Be like, yeah.
Okay, great.
With your screenshot.
Love.
And in addition, we'll post the photo of like Mr. fucking
we'll
leading Hitler.
We'll post picture of Hitler and we'll post the picture, if I get permission, of I Beg Lady.
Yeah. Thank you. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.